I'm Bertrand, Bertrand de Chauffour. I'm the perfumer behind Avignon. Avignon is, I think, a clear evocation of what can be the mood, the atmosphere of a church, a big church, something in the same time, very deep atmosphere, very somber, very not dark, but you know, as can be a church actually. Not that cold, not that warm, something in the middle with beautiful architecture, something like that, kind of elevation of spirit, and in the same time I would say that you can smell the usual scent of incense inside. I just wanted to translate that kind of spiritual experience, something very deep, actually, at the beginning of my life. The role of the perfumer is supposed to retranslate an emotion, and it's, I think, the same than a painting, the same than a piece of music. All artists, we work in the same way of, you know, kinesthesy. We try to make correspondences between an art or an universe and another one. Shapes, colors, music, notes, or even touch, a very special touch. I must have a clear concept of what I will do regarding a brief given by a customer. If the idea is not clear, not strong enough, or not, I would say, not evocative enough, it will be difficult to do something clear and beautiful, I guess, in the same time. There is an alchemy between the perfume and somebody wearing it. And this alchemy, as soon as this alchemy works, I think that the fragrance is transformed on the skin of the consumer for being something else. There is a new identity of the fragrance on the skin of somebody. So you will never smell exactly a perfume in the absolute on the skin of somebody. There is a certain plus, something added on the skin of somebody. And this alchemy gives a very special signature on the skin. All alchemy with a perfume, everybody change a perfume in a different way. And it's impossible to have a precise idea of what will happen on a skin, on any kind of skin. So it's a parameter you have to abstract absolutely to, or you have to make abstraction of, just because it's impossible to control. So we never play about with that. Everything is a question of innovation of the accord. The best way would be to find a new accord, something in the same time very strong, very acceptable, and very new. It's something actually very difficult. We can't imagine how difficult it is to find something which envelope all the good characteristic of a good perfume, you know. Very, very often it's by chance that we find something which is in the same time impactful, harmonious and beautiful, wearable and innovative. Actually, the consumer don't do any mistake at this subject. That's as soon as something is new and good and efficient, it's actually very, very quickly appreciated. We can't never calculate, and if a fragrance will be at its launch, will be a success or not. Actually, it's a pure question of chance and hazard. I'm very satisfied with fragrance when I think by myself, I consider that I did something clever, efficient, and innovative. That's the first step. After that, I would be doubly satisfied when it will be accepted by the consumers. But it's not that easy, and it's not that obvious. So, and a contrary, you can be very unsatisfied regarding something you did, and you are very surprised of the success you can get. The perfume itself is a spiritual experience. I wanted to translate that actually, directly. It was maybe my first aim to retranslate my spiritual experience. And the memory I had as soon as I lived that experience when I was a kid. Something very powerful, very impressive. All my work was about the frankincense, actually, the raw natural raw material, the frankincense, which is used, of course, in the major party. The incense used in church is not only frankincense. The incense used in a Catholic church is a mixture of different ingredients composed mainly around the frankincense. Actually, frankincense is something in the same time very spiritual, but smelling something very mineral. As it's mineral, it's quite representative of what can be a stone or stones building the church, actually. There is something like, not cold, but a bit fresh, a bit, you know, something like mineral on fresh, almost refreshing, but sparkling. So it's something in the same time deep and luminous. So spiritual, just because of this luminous effect, something vertical. Something structural. You can imagine through the incense the ray of light through the big windows of the church in the kind of the darkness. So ray of light, vertical ray of light in a very, very vertical structure with the pillars of the church. With a very quick in your childhood, you were in contact with that kind of atmosphere, that kind of experience. It led you a very strong and impactful sensation, emotion, which never leave you, actually. I'm sure that a lot of people don't have this experience anymore, just because of a different experience, different education. We don't go to church anymore. But I think that my fragrance speaks to the one who shared the same experience than me, had that kind of experience, even if it's lighter, even if it's in less impressive, less. As soon as you share this, actually quite powerful experience of a church, you can have this connection with the fragrance and with my own feeling of. Yes, everything is depending of the experience you have of a church or a very spiritual place like a church. It can be something like, it can be something different, a temple, an Indian temple, something like that. But as soon as you introduce yourself in that kind of architecture or kind of building, of course you share the same experience. To be a perfumer, as any kind of artist, you have to be very open and very sensitive about everything you live. Very open, that means you are always in alert about any kind of experience, any kind of message you can receive. That's all. Every day of my life I try to get experience. Even if I don't travel, I try to get experience through books, through images, through ideas pick up on internet or through the music. Actually, I am hunting ideas or emotion like that. Just because you can be talented, but talented is not only the only thing to do something interesting in perfumery. This experience give you the control of everything regarding the creation you are doing on the right moment. So I push the limits to get the surprise, and as soon as I get the surprise, I work on it, I explore it, okay? Just for trying to get something different and to catch the innovation, actually. I just hope that perfumery is not finished, because so much things are done in the same time, so many messages are sent in the same time as well, that it's very difficult to realize what is good, what is wrong. I hope that consumers will do and will be capable to do the difference between the interesting things and the less interesting things. I just hope that. And I just hope that, just because the perfumery is already a mess because of overproduction, over solicitation of the consumers, I hope only that perfumery has still a beautiful avenir, for sure. I'm very enthusiastic, but I am not optimistic. It's my main nature. I'm very enthusiastic, but not optimistic.
Perfume, a contemporary journey through contemporary scent, runs at Somerset House, London, until the 23rd of September.